Patience. Patience. It's the 1960s. His name? Maurice Michaelwhite. Maurice Michaelwhite. That is his name. He lives in London, and he has two siblings. He has a brother that has severe epilepsy. Not only did his brother struggle, but he struggled trying to help his brother. His mom and dad, great people, but, you know, they only make so much. She is a part-time cook, and at night she moonlights as a cleaning lady. He worked at what they called a fisherman's market. And he says, man, life was tough, but they made it. But you know what's amazing? He'll tell you, too. High school, he said, in London is uneventful. He said, but when you get out, you have to serve, well, so many years in the armed forces. He'll tell you later in life, he thinks everybody should have to do that. He said, you learn to respect for your country more than you can imagine. He says, when you get older, you're less likely to complain about it. He said, but that's just my humble opinion. Next thing you know, he's in there, and his favorite person, his one that he always wanted to be a mentor of, is Humphrey Bogart. So here he is in the services. He does a little bit in the Korean War. He comes back, and he wants to work for a film company in any capacity. He's their messenger. Run the film here. Run the script over here. Go get so-and-so. Get the meal here. Kind of a glorified errand boy. He said, you know, someday, if I'm patient enough, they'll give me a bit part in some part of some movie. Man, Maurice does this and does that. And years go by, and next thing you know, he gets a bit part in a movie called The Battle for Britain. Then he gets another bit part in a funeral in Berlin. The next thing you know, man, the world's starting to open up, and he gets in another one called Dirty Play. And man, brother and sister in Christ, you're not going to believe this, here's one of his biggest hits, Zulu, which y'all never seen, but that's okay. And as a result of it, man, he's thinking, man, the world is great. I'm going to be an actor. Man, my name is out there. And then for about a decade, it goes south. And man, he can't explain it. He said, talk about try his patience. He said, brothers and sisters, he'll tell you. Maurice would tell you, my TV shows and my movies only came on at 2 a.m. And because everybody was sleeping and y'all never saw me, you thought I was dead. Hence why I never got another job. And then he says that all of a sudden, man, the world just turns. He said, the good Lord just shined on me. And next thing you know, he gets another bit part. And he says, and then it grows. The man who ought to be king. Then he gets in another one called A Bridge Too Far. And then he gets in another one called Hannah's Sisters. This ain't looking good, brothers and sisters in Christ. But notwithstanding, man, he stays the course and he keeps going. He plays in Goldmember with Austin Powers. But then you probably know him best. He's always the butler for Batman in the Dark Knight trilogy. And then next thing you know, he's in The Italian Job. And then he's in another one called Get Carter. He's actually going to be in the movie Dunkirk coming up. And since you have no idea who I'm talking about, that's okay. The point being is this. He's actually in a phone booth talking to his agent, and his agent says, Maurice, you got to change your name. He said, Maurice, come on, Michael White? Man, buddy, we can't sell that. He said, look around you. Look to your right and give me a name. He sees a billboard, and all of a sudden he reads it, the Kane Mutiny. He reads a billboard, and it says the Kane Mutiny. But you know what's amazing, brothers and sisters in Christ? The agent says, we'll go with that. And he says, what would happen if I told you to look left? He said, I'd be telling you my name is Michael, 101 Dalmatians, because that's all that was left. But brothers and sisters in Christ, you do know him, and you know him as Michael Caine. All because he has patience. That is exactly what that gospel is about. Remember, brothers and sisters in Christ, as a female and as a first century Jew, when you have a child, if you have a male child, you have to wait so many days. Upwards of maybe 40 days to go in the temple. If you have a female child, you may have to wait to up to 60 days to enter the temple. Those are just the rules, brothers and sisters. Don't look any further past it. The point is this. You talk about a woman that's got to have patience. You're the mother of God. You got to wait some 40 days to bring God to his temple so he can be blessed by people who are waiting the arrival of God. And imagine what happens when she gets there. Simeon has been there almost his whole life. His whole deal was, I just want to be able to see him before I go. The Holy Spirit came upon him just to let him know that this would be the case. Here is Anna, who's been there for the most part of all of her life after her husband passed, and she's 84. And let me tell you, if you're a first century Jew, that number is extremely important to a first century Jew because it's seven sets of 12. Seven is the most complete number to a Jew. 7 days of creation, 7 years to build the temple. Seven twelves. Twelves have to do with the apostles and the 12 tribes. Now that that's complete, the start of the church can begin. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you know the significance of here is a man and woman coming into a temple, and they are poor. You can't even get a lamb. You're bringing two turtle doves and two pigeons. Man, brothers and sisters, they're the height of patience. Imagine, you come to Amy. You come to get your child baptized, and the priest there tells you that the rise and fall of many will be because of, well, your son. Matter of fact, a sword will pierce your heart. And then what do you do after they make that proclamation? They just go back home. Brother and sister Christ, they are the epitome of being patient. Go back in Scripture. All of our best players are very extremely patient. Joseph of Arimathea, he gives up his tomb for Christ. Surely you understand. Brother and sister Christ, he didn't build that tomb the week before. This is a tomb that's been passed down from generations. It's been hewn out of rock. So for him to give it up, chances are by the time of Arimathea dies, because he's up in age, there will be no tomb for him. He had no problems walking away from it and giving something up at the very last second, knowing full well that he probably wouldn't be buried anywhere close by. That's the height of patience. Can you imagine being Veronica? Here they got over 600 guards just around our Savior himself. 600 people to make sure we crucify him the right way. I mean, we do have rules. And here you are going to stand in the middle of the road to make sure that you can take the one veil you own to wipe his face. You don't think she got pushed, yelled at, screamed, spit on, beat upon? She's going to literally wait for him to come to her. Brother and sister Christ, that is patience. Can you imagine what it must have been like to be Peter? Here you're thinking that the good Lord's going to be with you to the very end. He's thinking physically. And then all of a sudden he watches him ascend into heaven. And then the angel has to tell you, man, you need to get about your business. Can you imagine what it must have been to be Peter and how patient you must have been? Man, you don't have a rule book. You don't have a missal. You don't have a gospel book. You don't even have a playbook. You got to come up I got to have a mass. I got to learn how to pray. We got to set up for the sacraments. Brothers, can you imagine the questions he had to fill? Brothers, that is the height of patience. Well, now here you and I sit 2,000 years later. How patient are we? Well, let's see. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you're in your car and it's during the Christmas week. That guy in front of you, the light has just turned green. How long before you lay on that horn? A nanosecond? Brothers and sisters in Christ, what about when you get to that four-way stop and nobody knows whose turn it is? How quickly do you lose patience then? Man, what about the guy that's been turning for the last 6 blocks with his blinker, then turns it off only to turn? Do you drive around him and give him the look? What about that Sunday driver? Man, they're looking down, the stars are out, the sky looks great, it's a beautiful breeze. The only problem is, it's Monday, and you got to get to work. Man, do you just blitz by him and pull right in front of him just to let him know, man, you're going just a little bit too slow? What about when you went to Walmart, brothers and sisters in Christ? I'm talking about before you even got in the building. Man, somebody took your parking spot. Really? Now you got to walk, 20, 30 extra feet? I mean, that's got to stop. I mean, just the other day I'm complaining about not going to the gym, but this is insane. I got to walk extra. What about when you get into Walmart, you start standing in that line, and the person in front of you has just got a boatload in their little basket, but this is the 12-item line, and you start counting. Well, look at this bird. Ain't he a piece of work? Or if all the cashiers check out and there's only 2 lines left open. Man, brothers and sisters in Christ, let me ask you, when your mom or your grandparents ask you how to use the remote again, I can say that because my mom's not here right now, brothers and sisters in Christ. How patient are you? Man, when they're talking to you doing a movie and you don't respond like you're supposed to, how dare you? Are you patient with them, brothers and sisters in Christ? What about when they want to use the computer for that all-important email to their aunt or to their uncle or to their niece or their nephew? Brothers and sisters in Christ, how patient are you? Are you more patient with a complete stranger than you are with your family? Are you patient with your parents, children? Because they just simply don't know very much. I mean, Mark Twain said it best. He said, between the ages of 18 to 24, my parents were plumb stupid. He said, I was just marveled, though, at how smart they got when I got to about 25. My brother and sister in Christ, are you patient when people ask you a question and it's the same question over and over again? My brother and sister in Christ, I leave you with this. Remember when you and I commit a sin and get angry, and then they get angry, you and I are culpable for that sin. What if the good Lord judges us with the same amount of patience that we judged others? I leave you with this. Patience is not just sitting still. Patience is sitting still with a good attitude. Be patient. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.